From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in and joining us once more, as today the Reverend Andrew Patterson is with us to bring another message in his series on the life of Jacob. But before we hear it, let's take just a few moments and listen to these words in song.
Passing moments, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond the consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, dare to take as from a Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.
Nice to be with you again this morning, and we do trust and pray the Lord will bless us as we turn back to the little study of Jacob at Peniel. I want to read Genesis chapter 32 and the words of verse 28 and 29. And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And they blessed him there. We have been considering this time where the angel of the covenant, even the Lord Jesus Christ, in an Old Testament appearance, had come unto Jacob at Bethel, and he was to wrestle with him. And this was a changing experience for Jacob. The conditions are now fulfilled for God to bless him. And as a proof of that, the angel speaks of the new name by which he was to be called, as we read in verse 28, and he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel." Jacob is to learn that his real character is not to be that of his past experiences, whereby the old nature was dominant and it spoke of his unregenerate days. But God gave him a new name, Israel, which spoke of what he had been through this wrestling match with the angel. Its meaning has been under scrutiny for a long time, And there's much disagreement among the scholars. But if we break the word down, there are three thoughts which come forth. There is a third person singular indicated by the opening letter. The middle part comes from a word meaning to fight or contend. And of course the last two letters is part of the name of God. So bring that all together and it literally means God contends or God wages war. And that of course fits well with the experience of Peniel. But how can it be applied to Jacob? While his old name Jacob emphasized his character of being a deceiver and a twister, his new name was to emphasize the persistence that grace had imparted to him all along, and which was brought to the forefront through this encounter. As Jacob had been the object of God's wrestling and contending, so God had been the object of Jacob's own struggles. The name of Israel would always recall the event in which he wrestled with God and prevailed. But more important than the actual meaning of this name is rather what it meant to Jacob himself. This was a process of God changing his character. Peniel is a place where God's grace prevails over self-reliance and the pride of Jacob. For out of the defeat of Jacob by the angel, and out from his wounding, comes Israel, a man who had been made strong in grace and power with God. But dear listener, remember that this work of sanctification in a believer's life is ongoing, and one experience doesn't mean complete victory. And that is borne out when there are times after this that the old name of Jacob is prominent above that of Israel, signifying which one was in the ascendancy. An example can be found in Genesis chapter 48 and the words of verse 2 and 3. It is that time where Jacob was nearing the end of his days, and he is now down with Joseph in Egypt. And we read there, "And one told Jacob and said, Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and blessed me." And you see the interchanging of the names there between Jacob and Israel. And then if you draw your eye down to verse 8, and this time where he was to bless his sons, it says, "And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons whom God hath given me in this place." And you look at the words of verse 10. "Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so they could not see. And they brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God has showed me also thy seed." Verse 14, "And Israel stretched out his right hand, and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn." You see, even in that experience where he was to bless the sons in a particular manner of Joseph, that a name that is used of this man is Israel each time. For he was doing the work of the Lord. He was a man who was in touch with God. But like Jacob, we all need to know power when we deal with men. And the church needs that power to influence men. But I want you to notice and don't miss the order that it is spoken of, even in our study at Peniel. And the secret to having this power, verse 28, it says there at the end of the verse, "For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." We will have power with men when we have power in the presence of God. And I'm sure that is your desire, dear believer, this morning, that you be one who is in touch with the Lord, and others would know the power of God resting upon your life. What a contrast there was to be from the beginning of this contest to the point that we have arrived at the breaking of the day when it was to be concluded, from a self-reliant, self-confident, calculated man to one who had been brought to total submission in the hands of God. And that submission is maybe evident when, after he was given a new name, he turns and he asks a question himself. And by doing so, he's admitting his opponent's mastery over him. For as he asks this question, he already knows in whose hands he has been through the wrestling match of that dark experience. It is the God who met him at Bethel, and he is ready to submit to his God. He has brought Jacob to the place where he must trust his opponent implicitly. And it is in the light of that that Jacob asks, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." We already know that there is a great significance attached to names in the Scriptures. A person's name often suggests much about their character. And here Jacob is desiring to know more about the divine person who has wrought these changes in his heart and in his will. as a result of this encounter at Peniel, for his question is of his name. And dear listener, this is not unusual when we consider the scriptures at large. If you turn a little further in God's word, you will find the same question asked by another man. Judges chapter 13 and verse 17. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, What is thy name? That when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honour. The angel of the covenant had appeared unto Manoah and his wife with the news that a son would be born, a son who would be called Samson, a Nazarite unto God. And unaware who it was who spoke to them, he asked his name. But consider also that he too was to receive the very same answer, as you'll find it in verse 18. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? In other words, we see here that God was to deny Jacob and Manoah a full revelation of his name. Both men asked the same question. Both men received the same answer. But while this answer and the withholding of God's name wasn't final, it left the way open for God to reveal himself in other ways and at other times. The answer that they received was as if God was saying that they were not ready for a full revelation of himself. That would be given at the coming of the Saviour, for in him is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It was to be said when Christ took upon himself our nature and became man. John 1 and verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He said in answer to his disciples in John 9, He that has seen me hath seen the Father. And so Jacob had a good desire, but it was denied. But even though that was the answer to his question, yet consider that the blessing of God was to follow hard upon the words of the angel. You'll see it in the end of verse 29, And he blessed him there. Isn't it a blessing to know God in Jesus Christ, and to be able to call upon him? We know his name, but the message was, I shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We know what Christ came to do. It was to glorify the Father, and to redeem those whom the Father gave unto him from eternity past. John chapter 17, and the words of verse 4. I have glorified thee in the earth, Christ said. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. Jacob desired what everyone who is born again of God's Spirit, names the name of Christ, ought to desire, that is to know God more, and who he is, and all that his name represents. If we're honest, then how little do we really know of God? Wonder is that your desire this morning, dear listener? If you're not saved, then I point you only to the Lord Jesus Christ, for neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven given amongst men, whereby we must be saved. Come to Christ this morning. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So, do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.